For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. At yesterday's Board of Supervisors meeting, Cannabis Program Manager Sean Connell reported that the number of cultivation permits issued and approved has gone up to 238. That's how many permits have now been issued to growers who've paid their local taxes and have moved into the process of getting legal with the state. Since January 4th, that number has been steady at 236. But the new number is not exactly an increase. It's a return to how many permits had been issued and approved as of December 19th of last year. That was an increase of one from November 20th. Supervisor John McCowan had this to say about the cannabis program.
You know, we are continually criticized for the program, you know, being a total failure and all the rest of it. Whatever anyone wants to say about it, they're saying all of it. I believe our program is far from what some of the critics say.
McCowan wanted a breakdown of how many permits are held up by the California Department of Fish and Wildlife for the State Water Board, but
I don't have an exact number, but I can tell you that about 60% of our applications right now are at a hold with Fish and Wildlife, with and that be pending their final 1602, which is your lake and stream bed alteration agreement. That is a requirement of our ordinance.
And according to Deputy CEO Sarah Duquette,
CDFW is going to be a problem, and it's going to be a problem for counties across the state of California.
She proceeded to illustrate the lack of synchrony between state and local governments.
Within the legislation, they allowed cities and counties to create their own programs. So cities and counties across the state created their own programs and did their own CEQA document. The state did their CEQA document, and there are a number of items within that document that they did not evaluate that are site-specific. And one thing the state found out was you're going to have a different CEQA document in every jurisdiction, and they're not going to look the same.
Connell made a note of one issue that no one tried to blame on CDFW.
We've had very large amounts of turnover in our program, and that also adds to the length of time for these reviews.
And he also mentioned this when asked about the status of giving approved growers a limited amount of time to pick up their permits and pay the taxes.
Siobhan Holmes left me a good starting point before she transitioned out of the administrator role, and I feel like I should have that to county council this week, and we should have that ready to go by next week and have that policy established.
The cannabis program has now transitioned out of the Ag Department and is fully ensconced in the Planning and Building Department, where Director Brent Schultz promised to find out exactly where applications are hung up in the state process. Hannah Nelson, a Fort Bragg attorney, sees some nuance in recent changes to the lake and stream bed alteration requirement for state provisional licenses.
A huge difference in the past 6 weeks is that the state removed the final LSA requirement as a condition to issue the provisionals. They still have a backlog in terms of processing applications, but they've unlocked that. They also unlocked the CEQA thing. Those things are allowing people to get state provisional licenses. That doesn't fix the CDFW problem.
Supervisor Ted Williams asked Nelson for an off-the-cuff economic outlook.
If you had to guess this year, what percentage of cultivators in this county will go out of business? I'm looking for a numerical answer.
If I had to guess, and I don't have my pulse on everything, I would say it could vary between 30 and 60%. I'd say at a minimum 30, and I'd say the closer thing is about 40.
But it was a sunny day, and the chambers were mostly empty for the next two items, which extended the moratoriums on hemp and genetically modified organisms until February 24th of next year.
Corinne Powell, I'm feeling kind of lonely. Yes, I believe that I speak for many, and that we support the extension of this moratorium on industrial hemp.
That was one half of the public that showed up. The other half expressed qualified support for hemp.
Fred Marshall.
I just wanted to make the comment that the real danger to cannabis from hemp is the male plants. And when you're growing it for rope or oil, you have that possibility if someone just throws out the seed. The other side is that there's CBD-rich hemp, which is allowable to be sold over the counter, I mean, the products of which. That's an industry that's important, I think, to Mendocino County. So I think the best approach would be to focus on the male plant problem.
While cannabis has a complicated kind of legality at the state and local levels, industrial hemp is legal in a limited sense at the state and federal levels, but not allowed in Mendocino County after yesterday's unanimous vote. According to a staff report, the State Department of Food and Agriculture is required to initiate a hemp pilot program, which must meet federal guidelines. In counties that allow hemp, the Ag Commissioner is expected to take regulatory responsibility for it. There is no money assigned for this work. The Farm Bill has 7 criteria for the Industrial Hemp Plan, and the state's hemp program is not yet fully developed. Assistant Ag Commissioner Jim Donnelly gave an idea of the state of learning regarding the plant.
There's companies working on feminized seed, but right now the hemp board hasn't established a list of seeds that we can use for the hemp. So it's going to take a while for that to be developed. We don't know how far hemp pollen can be spread. There's no studies on that at all.
Powell spoke again at the next hearing to extend the moratorium on GMOs.
But I also want to bring something to your attention that I was discussing with the Assistant Ag Commissioner at the break, and that is his and my agreement and understanding that feminized seeds are also a genetically modified material.
And Williams had a question for Donnelly.
Are we banning something that will impact the current cultivators, where the only thing they're trying to do is get female seeds?
Anybody can purchase feminized cannabis seed on the internet.
The board voted unanimously to extend the GMO moratorium, too. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith.